Railroad authorities today ordered Amtrak to immediately improve safety on the Northeast Corridor. Experts say a better signal system might have prevented this week's crash that killed 8 and injured more than 200. Brian Yenes has the latest now on the investigation, including evidence that rocks or other objects hit that train before the crash.
The FBI is now analyzing the lower left side of Amtrak 188's destroyed front windshield. It's there that investigators have found a circular break in the window that could be the result of a flying object thrown or shot at the train moments before it crashed on Tuesday night at about 9:21 p.m. NTSB investigators say an assistant conductor on board the train recalls hearing a radio conversation moments before the crash between the engineer and a nearby engineer of a local SEPTA train, acknowledging they were both hit by an object.
She said she heard the engineer talking to a SEPTA engineer. She recalled that the SEPTA engineer had reported to the train dispatcher that he had either been hit by a rock or shot at.
If true, it would mean three trains were hit by an object in the area of the crash within a 20-minute span. The front windshield of that SEPTA 729 local train was hit around 9:10, forcing the train into an emergency stop. Just minutes after that, passenger Madison Calver witnessed a projectile hit his passenger window on a southbound Amtrak Acela 2173.
I was working on my laptop. I was just following up with a couple emails, and all of a sudden, just hear a loud crash right to my left. I quickly turned. Didn't see what hit it, but saw that, you know, right to my left, everything had been destroyed. Enough so that the damage was in radius bigger than the size of a basketball.
The new revelation expands this investigation. Could an object have somehow affected the engineer Brandon Boston moments before the crash? The NTSB says Boston was extremely cooperative in his interview Friday, but he suffered a concussion and could not recall anything that happened during the derailment.